Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for November 20th, 2017. In today's news, ThyssenKrupp's Multi has been named a Time Magazine Best Invention. A plan to reverse some escalators at South Korean subway stations is being criticized. Jersey City will soon get its first new office tower in decades. And an 80-meter tall tower is part of the expansion plans for Amsterdam's World Trade Center.
ThyssenKrupp's multi-ropeless and sideways-moving elevator system was named one of Time Magazine's 25 Best Inventions of 2017, a prestigious annual honor that extends from space stations to children's toys. The list identifies the year's inventions with the greatest potential to, quote, make the world better, smarter, and or more enjoyable, end quote. In announcing the honor, ThyssenKrupp noted that Multi's cable-free technology requires fewer and smaller shafts than conventional systems and can increase a building's usable area by up to 25%, reduce passenger waiting times, increase transport capacity by up to 50%, and utilize up to 60% less peak power than a traditional system.
Seoul city officials have announced a plan to reverse the direction of many subway station escalators, increasing the number traveling downward. But the proposal is being met by complaints, the Korea BizWire reports. Of the system's 156 escalators, 141 currently move upward, but the city, citing design principles meant to improve access for the disabled and elderly, announced the change, reasoning that walking downstairs causes more damage to knee cartilage and ligaments than climbing stairs. Some riders, however, weren't happy about the proposal. A senior citizens advocate said older people find climbing stairs to be exhausting, and a men's rights group took issue with the plan because it also aimed at helping women who are short or who wear heels. The plan will be tested first at four stations on two of the subway's lines.
Jersey City, New Jersey is set to get its first office tower in decades in the form of Harborside Tower, a 557-foot tall, 40-story structure designed by Fox Fowl Architects and being developed by Matt Calley and SJP Properties at 136 Green Street, New York Yimby reports. It will offer 1.2 million square feet of office space, along with a six-story parking garage with 600 spaces and 12,000 square feet of retail on a double-level ground floor. Completion is expected in a few years. SJP's plan also includes renovation of the 69-story Harborside One residential development.
Construction is expected to start in April 2018 on an expansion of the World Trade Center in Amsterdam's Central Business District that includes an 80-meter tall, or approximately 24-story, tower, World Architecture News reports. Designed by PLP Architecture, the expansion also includes three new pavilions and will add 32,000 square meters to the Trade Center's current 115,000. The tower will be on the eastern side of the complex, while the pavilions, separated by glazed atria, will, quote, animate the northern edge, end quote, and be used as flexible meeting hubs. The plan was approved in September, and completion is anticipated in 2020. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.